This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back our very good friend, Judith Brook, the Director of International Student and Scholar Services here at Florida Tech. The International Festival, it's one of the highlights of the university. It's happening soon. Tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Terry. We are very excited. This is our 11th annual International Festival, and it is on Saturday, February the 18th. Here on campus in on our Panther Plaza from 12 to 5. And it will be, as usual, an afternoon filled, jam-packed with nonstop entertainment, with cultural booths, and with ethnic food. It is free and open to the community. We have local cultural groups who are participating from the community, who will be performing as well. So please come on out. This year there are a couple of new things. We have a couple of new food vendors who are signing up. We have an Indik Indian is joining us this year for the first time. They're a new restaurant in town, and they are very good, as well as Jomana's Mediterranean. So there's some new food that you can come out and sample. We have 18 different cultural displays and 18 performances. The program for the performances is listed on our website, so you can sort of take a look a few days before of what the venue is and decide when you'd like to come. And of course, we will be opening with Twitchy participating, our all-star faculty rock and roll band. So come on out. We would welcome any new cultural organization in the community that would like to get involved next year, a little late for this year. But if you are interested, if you formed a new organization and you'd like to either perform or put together a cultural display, we'd love to hear from you. So come on out and bring your lawn chairs and enjoy the afternoon.
And there are a lot of student groups that are involved, and they wear costumes from their home countries, and they dance and sing. And
Yep, and everybody, the students are, of course, our primary participators. This is their day. All our international students come out. Most of them do wear their cultural dress. And then the cultural booths are really a learning experience because they put together everything from artifacts to geographic displays to a sampling of their little local delicacies. I should also mention we have a program which is very, 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 has become very successful. It's called Passport to the World. And it's geared for children, where we provide a little passport and you can go to each booth and get a stamp. And then at the end of the day, you can come back and collect a prize if you qualify. And this program has actually been so successful that we've had many adults participating in it. So please come out and do that as well. It's all fun, and it's a true family event in every respect. Of course, we have children's activities. It's just a good afternoon here on campus.
A great way to visit the world without leaving home, and it's all free and open to the public. It happens on the 18th of February, 12 to 5.
Here on campus in the Panther Plaza.
WFIT will have a booth at the event, so plan your afternoon and visit the world, expand your cultural horizons at Florida Tech's International Fest. It happens on the 18th of February from 12 to 5 right here on campus. You can hear this interview, a podcast of any previous Inside Florida Tech. It's all on our website at WFIT.org.